Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Of course, I'm talking about three-time MVP, World Series champion for our Yankees, almost 700 home runs, over 2,000 ribbies. Of course, the documentary, Alex versus A-Rod, Fox analyst, and for my money, as I said before, I went to the before the update, nobody knows baseball and loves baseball as much or more than this man. Alex, what's happening, buddy? How you feeling?
BT, what's up, my friend? And congrats. I know Sal's not there, but congrats to both of you. You've had an extraordinary run here on the number one station, on the number one spot. And you've made all of us New Yorkers a little bit smarter, a little bit happier, and you've brought a lot of juice to our lives.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And one thing about Alex, you know, I told the story how you and I went to lunch. I guess that was about 3 or 4 months ago. And then from there, we sparked a friendship, which I definitely value and I appreciate. Boy, I don't think people know about you, and that's why I say I don't know if anybody loves the game the way you do. Although a lot of people do say that, but for those who maybe don't process it that way, I mean, during the playoffs, I'm getting texts from A-Rod. What are we doing? What's going on here? How come he didn't hit? You know, like, you inhale baseball still like it's oxygen. You still love it like you did when you were 7, 8, 9 years old, don't you?
I do, and BT, I think that's why we hit it off. I think our love for baseball, our love for the Yankees. I think you and I are the same in which we're passionate, just like New Yorkers. We want to win very bad, and we have strong opinions, and we love our Yanks, and we love to play in October and win big.
Okay, so let's get to some of the issues at hand. I want to jump around. Now, first of all, I really like Bellinger. We know about, you know, can fit in left, can fit in center, play first base in a pinch, good runner, good stick, a little contact. He's a baseball player, man. He's just a good baseball player. It's also my opinion, Alex, if it gets to 7-ish years or beyond that, like I think there's got to be a limit on how the Yankees and others would view him. He's a good player. He's not amazing. Can the Yankees have a successful offseason if they don't retain Bellinger, in your opinion?
I mean, they can, but obviously you have to be creative. You know, there's talks about some trades, this and that. I think you have to give Cashman and Fishman the entire offseason before we kind of jump in with strong opinions. But what I do like about Bellinger is he's a proven New Yorker. He's played in all three major markets, L.A., Chicago, and New York. And he's a winning player. He's won a world championship. He's won an MVP. He's had some volatility. But I think you have to take a step back and say there's four things that we need if we want to sign a Yankee player. Number one, they have to love baseball. They have to be passionate. Number two, high baseball IQ and be able to defend. Number three, can they hit over 250 and make decent contact? Mm. And number four, does it fit in the window of Aaron Judge? And I think you have a clear yes to those four questions with Bellinger.
I love that. I tell you, that's a good criteria. Great parameters there. You got to love baseball, hit over 250, the whole Judge angle. That's good stuff. And, you know, speaking of Judge, one of the things that's frustrated me, and I've been very vocal about this pertaining to Brian Cashman, is that, you know, you're just burning years of Aaron Judge's prime. It's not that Brian's not trying to put together a champion. I know. But it hasn't worked. It hasn't happened since 09, since you were there, thank God. And how many more years can we expect Aaron Judge to be at the apex of his powers, man?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I mean, I go back to our 09 year, and, you know, we had Damon, Jeter, Teixeira, myself, Matsui, Posada, you know, so on and so forth. And you had a very complementary set of skills. I mean, Jeter and Damon made Teixeira and I better. We made Matsui and Posada better, and it was very complementary. And I think it's just about creating a workable roster. And let's not forget that Aaron Judge had two phenomenal years back-to-back. Well, all his years are phenomenal. But just take the Soto years and one without Soto. 58 home runs, 144 stakes with Soto. And last year, he had 53 home runs with 114 stakes because you don't have someone in front of him on base consistently. Mm-hmm. So that's an easy formula to fix. You got to get rabbits in front of him that can make premier contact and just try to, you know, can you find a Johnny Damon? It, like for the Dodgers, it's not just about them getting Freeman and Mookie Betts and Kershaw and all the big stars. It's about Edmund, Chris Taylor. Mm-hmm. You know, they took Justin Turner and they took Muncy and created great, great baseball players when nobody wanted them. And, you know, Miguel Rojas from the Marlins, and he becomes a Game 7 World Series hero. So it's about all the complementary pieces to go along with the great superstars.
So we're talking to Alex Rodriguez, of course, a ton of MVPs, a champion, just one of the best players in the history of the game, bottom line. So you mentioned 2009 and going around the horn, Tex, Cano, Jeter, you. And this is not to denigrate some of these names. I think Ben Rice is a terrific hitter, but I don't know if he could play first base. You know, Jazz has a lot of talent, but I myself don't trust him. I will not give him a long-term deal. I mean, Volpe's a mess, and we'll get back to Volpe in a minute. I've got to get your thoughts on how to fix him. Caballero, more of a bench guy. McMahon, who strikes out 200 times a year, and hits 212. I mean, so, like, we're sitting here wondering why the Yankees don't have all these championships. Well, I mean, think about the contrast from your infield, not to mention the other stuff, to this infield. I mean, what a drop, Alex. It's not even close.
Yeah, like sometimes, you know, we complicate winning. And this is not just about the Yankees, but in general. I mean, if the Yankees, what's worked 27 times more championships than any other team in sports, why reinvent the wheel? I mean, I don't think you've had from those championship teams, like for the math guys, right, that have taken over baseball. Yeah. Like you can't win a championship with four out of your six infielders. Well, there's some noise in the background here. You can't have four of your six infielders, you know, hitting sub 230. That formula doesn't work now, and it'll never work. That's why I put a parameters. Can my guys hit 250 and above?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Alex, by the way, like the average is one thing. I'm totally with you, but it's also too often I feel like the Yankees are trying to figure out if certain guys could play certain spots defensively. Like, well, maybe this guy could catch, or maybe this guy could figure it out at first base, or maybe this guy could transition to the outfield. Like, I love an on-base guy and a good two-strike approach and, you know, choke up and just put the ball in play when you have to, and obviously power early in the count. But, like, the ability to catch the baseball, and the Yankees have gotten better at that the last year or so, but I still don't even think it's really where it needs to be, which gets us to Volpe. All right, we've texted a little bit about this, you know, watching games and analyzing his swing. My concern about Volpe is, well, number one, he's just never on base, and he's not the hitter that he needs to be yet. But you tell me, man, when you're hurt, and he just had surgery on his shoulder, so his offseason's going to be impacted. He's got a lot of work to do to change things. How could you come back a different player, Alex, when you can't really put the work in during the offseason because you're injured?
Yeah, look, and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is one of the nicest young men, and you and I, you know, we cheer hard for him because he really is an incredible young man with
a great
family.
Love him.
And the organization has fallen in love with him. But at some point, the numbers don't lie, right? You have 167 strikeouts, 156 and 150. And here's a young man that the biggest way he can impact winning is with his number one tool and his legs. But we've taken his legs away. And what I mean by that, here's a young man who has stolen over 50 stolen bases in the minor leagues. He stole 18 last year, and it's hard to impact winning when you're striking out 150 times and you're hitting 212.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think if you zoom out, BT, is an organization hitting philosophy that is absolutely broken. And until they fix it, I don't think they win big.
Let me ask you this. You talk about hitting philosophy, and you know my son's young, and I've sent you some videos, whatever. He's a young kid. He loves baseball. He's pretty good, but, you know, you got to keep working. And he plays with some great players, and there's all these philosophies and hitting facilities and all this stuff. Like, when you were coming up, 12, 13, 14, did you even really talk hitting with a coach, or did you see ball, hit ball, right?
Yeah, it was about being a good baseball player, right? It's about doing all the little things that may not show up in the score box, that are not sexy on ESPN, but it's about catching the ball fundamentally, you know, turning the double play when a ground ball's hit to you. Making sure that the manager knows when a ground ball hits the short is going to be 6-3, automatic out. Those are the things, the foundation that you need. And then the frosting on top is, you know, can you hit? Like, I love to see Volpe hit, you know, 265, 7 or 8 home runs, drive me in 50 runs, but steal me, you know, 35 bags, hit me 30 doubles, give me about 7 or 8 bunts per year. And make contact at a really, really high rate. Mm-hmm. That way we can highlight his best asset, which is his legs, and not neuter it.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Amen. I mean, I don't know how the Yankees haven't figured this out yet. I mean, to me, and I've said this for a long time, I think there's just inherently something off at the lower levels of the minors with the Yankees. There's no accident, or it's not by accident, that too many of these position players, really outside of Judge and maybe one other, they come up and they're just not refined defenders, or they strike out a ton. So whatever they're doing in the minors, to me, is not really working. And back to Volpe here, how could nobody... I'm sure they pointed it out, to be fair to the Yankees, but they haven't fixed it yet. I'm sitting on my couch, and I know what's coming. Here's a fastball upstairs that you're going to foul back. Here's a slider away that you're going to flail at. And then here's another show-me fastball. Maybe you pull it, you foul it off. And then here's something slow and soft away, and you're going to bail with your hip going into the third base dugout, and you're going to strike out. How in the world do they not fix that, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Volpe simply said he's a little guy that should be playing a little guy's game. But he's a little guy where they're trying to, you know, manipulate him having a big boy agenda. And it's not really going to work. Look, BT, the best team I ever played against in my life was the 1998 New York Yankees. I don't think they had one guy that hit 30 home runs. And yet they won 125 games because they did it as a team. It was never one against one. They came at you 9-1 like an avalanche that would not give in. Foul ball, foul ball. The Benitez at bat against Paul O'Neill in the World Series. Foul ball, foul ball. It is so difficult. And you play ball, BT. You know how difficult it is when a guy just does not give in, fouls the ball off, doesn't chase, doesn't strike out. Man, by the time you're done 9 innings, you feel like you've been in the ring with Mike Tyson for 15 rounds.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. And I'll say this. Last thing is, you imagine if you told Jeter, instead of hitting, you know, 12, 14, 24 home runs, we want you to hit 35 home runs. But instead of hitting 350, you'll hit 240 and you can't run the base. I mean, it would be an absolute bloodbath.
Yeah, he might not be in the Hall of Fame because he didn't have that kind of power. He didn't have the easy power, and he wouldn't have all the hits and the average that he has. Talking to A-Rod, of course, BT on the Fan. So I don't think I've ever asked you this, and I'm very curious what your answer is, because I don't think anybody loves the game the way you do. Now, I know you have other interests, and I'm sure that and other business endeavors, the T-Wolves and other stuff. You're busy and TV. I got it. The way you love the game, forget about the Yankees. Why wouldn't Alex Rodriguez ever want to manage? Would you ever want to manage?
No, I wouldn't want to manage because, as you can hear in my voice, I don't have the patience. and especially, like, honestly, I think numbers guys have taken over the game, and I think baseball people are out. And unfortunately, that is a sad thing because I don't think we're going to ever get it back. But now you have to adjust, and it's not like about what you did yesterday. It's can you make today's data analytics-driven league and implement some human element? And I think the Dodgers have done that well, Toronto, the Braves when they're healthy. I wouldn't want to manage, but I do get my fix by watching, by texting you, by texting my friends, by texting my homeboys from the 2009 championship team. And I do get my fix in Fox when I do my World Series and when we do, the All-Star game. That's always a lot of fun for us.
Boy, Big Poppy's a trip, huh? I mean, I can't imagine him with a couple shots, a couple of drinks in him. He's got to be absolutely the best. Poppy's awesome, right?
He's absolutely the best. One of my great, great friends. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but Poppy and I, we met when we were 17 years old. We both started with the Seattle Mariners in Instructional League.
Oh.
And, And he was awesome then. And he's awesome now. And I think the four of us, you know, with Jeter and Kevin Burkhart, it's like college boys just really enjoying every second of October and having the privilege to talk to the fans of baseball about the game that we all love.
No, honestly, and I'm not just saying this, you guys do a great job because you keep it real. You're critical when you have to be. I remember you and Derek both made news when you just gave a very honest assessment of the Yankees. And you know, and Poppy's a wild card. Burkhart, we all love, and we're all proud of him and happy for him. It's a great, great group. You're right. I didn't know that Ortiz was with Seattle. I just remember him coming up as a platoon player. Seattle, huh? What was he like when he was 18 or 19?
You know, he was always, he was always like the most likable guy on the team. He's always been like magnetic personality. When he went to the Twins, they neutered his approach a little bit because they only wanted him to kind of, you know, fillet the ball the other way. That was a little bit of a Tom Kelly approach with the Minnesota Twins. And then when he got to Boston, he did that in his first at-bat in 2003 in spring training for Myers.
Uh-huh.
And he has Terry Francona, the manager, behind him and says, "Hey, buddy, what the hell is that?" And he's like, "What do you mean? I'm just trying to hit the ball the other way." He goes, "No, I want you to hit the ball in the seats."
And
that was the birth of Big Poppy, unfortunately,
wow,
for both of us, Al.
That's a great story. And speaking of hitting the ball in the seats, I mean, Pete Alonso hit a ton in the seats, but no more for the Mets unless, you know, after these 5 years he comes back to finish with the Mets. How surprised were you the Mets didn't really make much of a move to sign Pete?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised because, you know, Pete's been an outstanding ball player, great character. He's been flawless in the community. He wears the Mets, you know, that orange and blue with a lot of pride. And he is really an outstanding, outstanding young man. It reminds me a little bit of when the Braves let Freddie Freeman go to the Dodgers. But we won't know that answer, mm-hmm, in fairness to David Stearns and Steve Cohen, for another 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
but I know that right now, Mets fans are hurting everywhere.
Oh, they're crushed, man. They're absolutely, I feel for them. I mean, a little less than, you know, Nimmo than Pete, but Diaz, it has been an absolute train wreck of a month or so for the Met fans. Now, the comparison to Freeman, listen, I can only like respond how I think I would respond. And for, I don't know, roughly 2 years, I've been saying that the Mets should probably move on from Pete. That's my opinion because he's not very fast, not a very good fielder, whatever. I'm on the record. I don't need to relitigate that. But if he played like Freddie Freeman, I would have had the exact opposite approach because he's a high average guy. He's a great base runner. He's an awesome defensive player. It's unfortunate that what was once really valued is really no longer valued. So you can make the case that Pete, you can really make two cases, Alex. Pete got screwed by the Mets, or Pete's just a victim of a new way of thinking in baseball, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think you have to be able to appreciate the talent. And sometimes, BT, this is not really about the Mets, but in general,
mm-hmm,
we often value what's outside of the organization a lot more than what's inside the organization. And one thing that's undeniable about Alonso is, number one, he plays every single day. That's a little bit of a lost art. Number two, he hits the ball out of the park consistently out of any ballpark. I think he's going to hit a lot of home runs in Baltimore.
Yeah, so
at Camden Yards.
Yeah.
And number three, he's a guy that, from a character point of view, in New York City, you don't have to worry about him running around, getting in trouble. He's a guy that's committed to the game, committed to his family. So I would reverse engineer that. And I would say, when I have a great player like him, I would say, where do I want to land? And if that number is, I don't want to have Alonso pass his 34th birthday, mm-hmm. then when he's 27 in the middle of his contract, I would look to extend at a premium, and knowing that that contract is going to age very, very well for the New York Mets.
Yep, that should have been what they did. They did not. I remember saying that even before I was with Sal, when Teague and I were doing the show. I said that. I'm like, hey, you know, don't let the Mets have to deal with, like, when the Yankees were trying to retain Aaron Judge. I'm like, just preemptively do this. And I think Pete was 27, to your point. All right, you got to do me a favor here. So I he might be listening now. I hope he's not. So Sal was telling us, because we're getting ready to come to your house, to your apartment tomorrow. Can't wait. Thank you for the invite, by the way. It's going to be awesome. And Sal went out and he got himself this new corduroy suit, all right? I think he's trying to impress you a little bit, Alex. You got to do me a favor. Like, the moment that he walks in, not in front of anybody, but at least to him and in front of me, you got to clown him. You just got to clown him on the suit. Promise me. You got to do it, man. Come on.
I got to be a better host than that, BBC. I feel bad. Maybe I'll do it for like 10 seconds, yeah. But I got to... Then you got to bail me out because that'll be the first time I meet Sal.
That's right.
I have to be nice to him, but I'll give him a little. We'll have a little fun with him.
Yeah, just like a little rookie hazing, so to speak. Like we're back in the clubhouse. Let me ask you this too, and it was awesome to see, man. The documentary, of course, Alex versus A-Rod on HBO Max. If you guys haven't seen it, many of you have. If you haven't, check it out. I would imagine, just getting to know you a little bit and how honest you've been, which is really good for you more than anything, I don't think you could have done this 5 years ago. Like, you had to get to a place in your life where you can be so transparent and take those dents and those slings and those arrows that you absorbed and realize that maybe you earned some of them and come out stronger the other side. Did you enjoy doing that documentary?
Did I enjoy it? I wouldn't say I enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was definitely like going down memory lane, and in many ways it was therapeutic. In some ways it was very triggering. Look, I made some very loud mistakes in my career, and I've been asked for 10 or 15 years by everyone in between to, do you want to tell your story in documentary? And I thought at that point it would have been disingenuous, and the story really hadn't landed, and I still had a lot more work to do, as I do today. But now that I just turned 50 and I have, you know, two teenage daughters, I wanted them to co-sign on it. They were a big part of this project. And, you know, when I look back now, through all my stupidity, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I'm proud of everything that I did, because that's the best I could have done at that time with the tools that I had. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in a place that, you know, I wouldn't trade with, you know, I'm one of the luckiest human beings to be where I am today with, you know, my health, two beautiful daughters, and get to do some of the things that I like to do.
You seem at peace. And those of you who, those who loved you no matter what, those who were like, this guy did this or this guy did that, I think if they saw it, I think it really had a chance for them to see you differently and maybe change how they view you. But most importantly, you found some solace internally. It's awesome. It really, I think it was so good. It was so, my wife loved it. You'll meet her tomorrow. Oh, get that. Thank God this isn't a long time ago. All I heard when, Alex is so good looking. Oh, Alex, those beautiful blue piercing eyes. Oh, hey, listen, you know, you got a lot going for you. You know, can you stay away from the wife tomorrow night? All right, buddy.
BBT, she'll be very disappointed because I'm much worse in person.
All right, man. I will see you tomorrow. You are one of my two final guests. I had to end up with somebody from my favorite team. I had to end up with somebody that I believe knows about the game as much as anybody and loves the game. It's my favorite sport. Love talking shop with you. Can't wait to have a couple of drinks tomorrow and meet, you know, meet your girlfriend. You get to meet Jen and just have a great time, man. I thank you very much, Alex.
You got to say hello to Rick Pitino. He's one of my favorites as well. I'm a big St. John's guy. And BT, you and Sal have a lot to be proud of, and I cannot wait to see your next chapter and hopefully be a small part of it.
That's awesome.
Best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much, Alex. You got it, brother. I will see you tomorrow night. Yeah, I mean, I remember when I went to lunch, I'm not talking out of school, but when I met him for lunch, the research that he does, like, he's got an incredibly fertile mind. Like, the guy's brilliant. He really is, in his own, especially from a business perspective, he's brilliant. Like, he said at one point, he referenced something that I said in, like, I don't know, whatever it was when he got caught with his shirt off on the rocks sunbathing. Oh, God. You know, and I was all over him. And he actually somehow found that as a point of reference. And, like, I guess I called him corny on the air. I don't know, whatever I said. And back then, it's like 15 years ago. And he's like, yeah, he's like, he called me corny back in the day. Like, the guy, he watched BT and Sal every day. He actually opened up his iPad. He's like, yeah, I was just catching up with you guys today. Like, he's a sports junkie. He is a sports junkie. And it's a shame, you know, what's happened with the Hall of Fame and so many people in there who shouldn't be. Listen, Alex made his bed. He's got to live in it. And he's owned up to it, which I think is great, cathartic. It's transparent. But let's just be honest, man. I mean, how many baseball players that walked the face of this earth were truly better than that guy? How many? Honestly, 3, 5? You know, maybe Willie Mays, maybe Babe Ruth, maybe Barry Bonds, maybe. I mean, the list is short. I really appreciate him coming on. All right, 12:25 on the Fan. BT with you up until 2. Hop any reads? What do we got here, man? We are a little town fair. Got a little town fair for you. Hey, our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Back to the calls. Patino at 12:40. BT up until 2. Then it's Evan and Tiki. And then I'm bouncing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.